The Ireland goes to the polls in 3 days' time, of course. One area where there is guaranteed change is in Ramsey, where the town's long-serving MHK Chief Minister Alan Bell is standing down after 32 years in frontline politics. So what do the people of Ramsey think? What issues are concerning the good people of the island's northern powerhouse? Well, when the heart beats in a town, you would expect the town clerk to be at the heart of the town and know what's going on. Peter Whiteway.
Well, the local issues that people are talking about, obviously the main one at the present time is the Queen's Pier, the group that's been set up to look at restoration of that, which is a charitable organisation. Beyond that, there's quite a lot of interest in highways. There's been an ongoing discussion regarding closure of the Mountain Road and access to the town during those closures. And also, the town is on the verge of seeing a major reconstruction works on the Lazare Road, which have the potential to run for 2 years. And that is going to impact upon people getting in and out of the town, and also quite heavily upon people accessing local schools.
In terms of the national issues, I suppose it's the same for Ramsey as it is everywhere, is it?
It is, yeah. It's employment, it's Brexit, it's the VAT arrangements, and what the future holds, really, in terms of how the island's going to rebalance its financial position and how it's going to be able to operate its economy into the future and provide employment opportunities for people on the island. One other thing that is on people's mind is obviously one or two of the candidates in this year's election are making mention of the marina scheme, which obviously was shelved a good number of years ago, but now having seen what happened in Peel and what's happened in Douglas in terms of attracting investment and economy into the areas around the marinas, there is interest in that sort of thing as well.
Well, that's what the town clerk in Ramsey, Peter Whiteway, has to think. But what about your townsfolk who have been there, seen it, done it, got the T-shirt, and love to have a natter about it, want the skeet? Where better to pop into than one of the locals? Benjamin Thomas Sari, licensed to sell liquor on and off the premises. Now, there's a familiar name.
I love Ramsey to bits. It's quality.
And it's well run?
They try. They do the best. You know what I mean, it's not perfect, but...
Yes, so I'm aware of it, but I don't know who I'll be voting for.
But will you be voting?
I will vote. That's if I can get a chance, because I'm 84. Sometimes you don't... After a certain age, you don't vote.
Why do you think it's important to vote?
Well, to keep things going ahead, instead of going behind like they have been. I'm originally from Douglas, but I moved up here in the 70s because there was no type of work for me, decorating. So I moved up here and never went back.
You're happy ever since?
Why? Found a lovely little pub and I've been coming in since.
This is your local?
Yeah. Why? My local. By Wednesday and Friday, I go down to the Legion Club. Douglas.
And in terms of, I mean, what would you like, is there anything particularly you'd like to see done in Ramsey? Or you're happy with your lot?
I'm happy as I am now.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference to the average person who's in the end at all. So, it never has so far. I've actually sort of thought about it once or twice over the years, but still finishes up the same sort of way of life and doesn't make a lot of difference.
Why did you move over here to Ramsey?
Because I like it.
Yeah, you think it's got a lot going for it, do you?
Oh, yeah. I lived over here briefly before, about 3 years ago. And over a period of about 5-6 years, I've visited the place fairly frequently. And because I'm well retired anyhow, and decided, yeah, this is a good place to settle.
Some of the thoughts of the people of Ramsey. And you'll be able to hear from the candidates in Ramsey in our election programme at 6:05 tonight, our constituency programme that is hosted by Roger Watterson.